Now notice in the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, beginning in verse 2 and 3, we were seeing before that this is a dream like a vision where John was projected forward in time into that time called the Day of the Lord. Now we're looking clear after the millennium, 1,100 years after the second coming of Christ, and notice what the Bible says. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down, that's to this earth, from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. This is in symbolic language, merely to connote beauty, freshness, a total lovely, gorgeous sight. And I heard a voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. Now, you'd heard it the exact opposite. The way it's been preached to you all your life is, behold, the tabernacle of men is with God, and they will dwell with him. You've heard that all of us are going up there. You haven't heard the biblical scriptures that tell you that God is coming down here. But you know, the Bible proves that not only is Jesus Christ of Nazareth going to return to this earth at the second coming of Christ, a time that I do not believe is more than a very short period of time ahead of us now. I won't set any dates, but I'll guarantee you we are living in a time just before the beginning of what the Bible characterizes as the Great Tribulation. And once the Great Tribulation gets underway, we are no more than 3.5 years away from the second coming of Jesus Christ. And that's biblical prophecy. And we're very close to the beginning of that time. But the Bible very clearly shows that Christ is coming again back to this earth. He shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. It doesn't say we are going up there. It says Christ is coming down here. Now, not only are there many prophecies of the Bible that show you the second coming of Jesus Christ, but here in the last two chapters of the book of Revelation, it shows that even eventually God the Father God of Jesus Christ, that he came to reveal the message that he brought from God the Father, that no man has ever seen, no man has ever heard his voice, that even he, God the Father, is coming down from his heaven to this earth, and the earth is literally going to become heaven, because you see, heaven is where God is. Now read it, it's in your Bible. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And that shows this earth. It shows New Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven to this earth, and that God the Father, as well as Christ the Son, are going to be right here on this earth, which will then become the capital of the entirety of the universe. And it says in verse 4, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Now this is such a vast subject, it is difficult to encapsulate in a very few words, but I'm going to try to do so at the close of this program so you get the picture. God is working out a great purpose here below. Almighty God produced all creatures, including humankind, to reproduce after their own kind. It is no accident that the Bible uses God as a father figure, Christ as a son, and as an older brother, the captain and the author of our salvation. It's no accident that it uses the church as a symbolic Jerusalem above, which is the mother of us all, and calls us children. It is no accident in Romans the 8th chapter that Jesus is called the firstborn among many brethren. And it is no accident either that the Old Covenant was called a marriage agreement, and that God said, I became an husband unto them, or that the church is likened unto the bride of Christ. The family relationship, love, marriage, reproduction, the ability of two human beings in marriage to reproduce after their kind, is a miraculous, incredible, fabulous phenomenon that deserves the awe and the respect and the deep understanding of humankind. That you began in a tiny little microscopic dot, so tiny it would have taken a powerful microscope to have shown it. And yet the color of your eyes, of your skin, your height, shape, basic weight, even the timbre and tenor of your voice, your appetite, your personality, the shape of your nose, everything about you was predetermined in the pattern from your father and your mother. God is reproducing after the God kind, and Almighty God eventually is going to have only spirit beings, members of His family, on this earth. It's a vast subject.